It's ironic how people dub this continent as New Europe. When you look around, there's nothing new to be found. As a matter of fact, one would find only ruins of cities that were once great metropolises, as mentioned in history books. It had a new look already, that of a wasteland. Had interested and intrigued me in many ways ever since Mom told me stories about my human father. But to see this so destroyed is kind of painful. It hurts that we go to learn more about your ancestors. You see the truth you don't want to see. I don't understand. Did so much really happen over such a short time span? Mom always told me how beautiful Earth was and how she didn't want to go back to Enlil with Dad. What could I possibly tell her about Earth? Right now, I just want to go back.
Blue?
Huh? Oh, Dana.
You really gotta ditch that viewing cube someday. It's instant depression material for you. You know, you have so much potential to mean something to the world. Don't let it go to waste, like the world around us with memories that hurt. Do what I always do. Appreciate what you have now. And look towards the future.
I know. But you know how Enlians have a predetermined lifespan.
Isn't that the more reason to actually live your life to its fullest?
Dana.
You look more human than Enlian to me. You might not have that limited time at all, you know? And even if you do, don't waste it.
You should get some rest, Dana. Tomorrow's gonna be a long day.
Just a little longer.
You'll like it there. There are many young people there like yourself.
But I don't want to leave you now. You only have...
6 more months left, I know. But I want you to see the Earth before I go meet your father again, son.
Maybe.
Let's talk about this later, all right? I'll go make you some dinner.
Need any help?
I'll be fine. Just take a nap or something. I'll call you when it's done.
Dinner's ready.
Dinner? Don't you mean breakfast?
Breakfast? Just a drink. What you cooking?
Well, sleepyhead. I figured I'd try to make something else with the limited variety we have of, well, you know. Try it?
Sure. This was made with all that we had?
Eat it or starve.
Okay. Hey, you know, this is pretty good.
I'm glad you like it, because I would be a sad, sad little girl if you didn't. After all, not every girl is prepared to go to the trouble of early morning duck hunting just to make some stew for her adorable travel companion.
You went duck hunting?
And broke 2 nails when gutting them. Appreciate me. Now.
But of course, Your Highness. How about I go appreciate you after you get that dead duck smell off of you?
Ugh! You ungrateful piece of shit!
Oh, shit!
Come here! Thanks a lot, Blue!
You're welcome!
Ugh! What did I do to deserve this? I cook for him,
I hunt wild animals for him, I break my nails for him, and where do I end up?
Naked in a bush!
Damn it, Blue, I'm not talking to you!
I'm gonna head back to camp. The clothes are over there. They'll be dry in a minute. Dana? Dana? Dana?
Come any closer and I'll pick out your eyes, pervert.
Just checking.
You really think I'm going anywhere like this?
Yeah. I love you too.
Thanks for drying my clothes. I'll be there in a bit.
Okay.